Now, this bit of sports news. Across the Atlantic yesterday, another British event competed with that wedding you might have heard about, the world's most famous steeplechase, immortalized by Elizabeth Taylor and Mickey Rooney in the film National Velvet.
30 jumps, ma'am, the hardest course in the world. Training a month on month. It'd be folly for nothing.
Tell me, my, what's wrong with folly?
My, could the pie win the Grand National?
Oh, who do you think you are?
I'm the owner of the pie.
And does that give you leave to think you could take the richest, grandest prize a horse ever won? Why, that's for kings, and you're just a wisp of a butcher's daughter who should be playing with a dolly.
You might remember that in the movie, Elizabeth Taylor had to masquerade as a boy to compete, and she was disqualified in the end. In the 166 years of this race, a woman still has not won the Grand National. Yesterday, jockey Carrie Ford tried. She came in fifth. The winning horse, Hedge Hunter, trained in Ireland.
For fear she'd be the next one down. But the jumps are behind now, and down the stretch they come. And she's still up and snug and maybe even gaining a little.
Finally tonight, we say goodbye to Michelle Chiat. After more than 2 months working on our show, she returns to member station WKSU in Kent, Ohio. You've heard Michelle's audio fingerprints on stories about health care, education policy, and identity theft. We wish her good luck. That's All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Jennifer Ludden.